Soros-backed Maricopa County District Attorney candidate praised groups that hope to abolish prison. By Spencer Lindquist on October 20, 2022. Soros-backed candidate for Maricopa County District Attorney praised multiple organizations that hope to abolish prisons. "I can't say enough good things about mass liberation, Oz," Soros-backed Maricopa County District Attorney candidate Julie Gunigal said in reference to an extreme, pro-criminal organization. Gunigal also stated that Mass Liberation Oz brings a valued voice to the conversation on criminal justice reform. "I've built relationships with other community organizations and I'm in conversation with folks like Mass Liberation and Lucha because I think they bring a valued voice," the Soros-backed candidate remarked. Mass Liberation Oz advocates for the abolition of prisons. Their website states unambiguously, "We believe all prisons, detention centers and jails should be abolished." The pro-criminal organization is also co-hosting an event titled "Do Black Lives Matter to White Women" alongside Planned Parenthood. The description of the anti-white event reads, "White women need to show up now and support the movement for black liberation. Join us to unlearn toxic whiteness." It also remarks, "This program was designed specifically to call in white cis women because of their unique role in perpetuating white supremacy." The organization also advocates for black solidarity and bemoans white fragility, white aggression, white attack, whiteness culture, and toxic whiteness, which it contends all exist to uphold a system of white supremacy. One guide from the organization argues that whiteness shows up as toxic even with the best of intentions. But Mass Liberation is just one of the extreme, pro-criminal organizations that Gunigal has praised while crime has increased. In one conversation about criminal justice, the Soros-backed candidate stated that she will continue to stand with the experts and the American Friends Service Committee in particular. The extreme candidate has also referred to the organization as extremely thoughtful in a debate in 2020. She explained that the organization has put forward a plan that involves releasing those who would be released in the coming months, as well as evaluating those who would be released in the next year to see if early release is an option. She also stated that the plan involves your county attorney being an actual advocate for compassionate releases. The American Friends Service Committee is a pro-criminal organization that, like Mass Liberation Oz, has advocated for abolishing prisons. The American Friends Service Committee, which recently changed its name to Just Communities Arizona, explains on its website that Just Communities Arizona is an abolitionist organization. "We are building a world in which prisons and jails are unnecessary. We envision a world without prisons and jail." The organization also states that they are engaging in work that dismantles the current system in reference to our justice system. Breitbart News previously revealed that Soros-backed Gunigal wants to halt the deportation of criminal illegal aliens. Gunigal has stated that prosecutors should take criminals' immigrant status into account before arguing for sentences. Breitbart News also revealed that the Soros-backed Democratic candidate has received endorsements from several organizations that advocate for amnesty and open borders that are themselves also backed by globalist billionaire George Soros. She also supports deadly sanctuary city policies. Billionaire George Soros has dumped millions of dollars behind organizations dedicated to advocating for mass immigration, sanctuary city policies, and amnesty through his Open Society foundations. Meanwhile, a poll from Gallup found that a plurality of Americans would like to see immigration decreased. Gunigal is running against Rachel Mitchell, the Republican candidate for the position of Maricopa County District Attorney. Mitchell is currently the interim district attorney. In a debate between the two, Mitchell called out Gunigal for calling to remove $25 million from the Phoenix police. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.